our leader, in this case a minority leader, is standing trial for some charges brought against him by the government. He's been attending court faithfully, but suddenly the court has decided that on a day such as today, the parliament is reopening. The reopening ceremony during which our leader will have to perform certain key constitutional functions is being yanked away and taken to court. As a group, the arrowhead is gone. Nobody can step in to perform his role. And so until he returns from court proceedings, the performance of those constitutional functions will have to be in abeyance. And we think that it's deliberate. Deliberate in the sense that from Monday to Friday, the court could have chosen any other date that is convenient for the parties. That is actually the practice. That where a court sets a date for a matter to be heard, and it means the inconvenience of a party, and the court is persuaded, another date is selected. In the same way, when a party proposes a date to the court, and it does not mean the convenience of the court, another date is suggested, based on the conveniences of all the parties involved. But the court won't listen, even upon a letter being written from the Speaker of Parliament to indicate that to the court, it was still ignored. And so we are saying simply that no organ of state is subservient to the other.
Honorable, let me ask you, what do you say to some people who might say, well, your boycott is kind of privilege. If anyone else was being investigated or was taken to court, that person must be present in court bodily.
First of all, that reasoning or point will be wrong. We are not saying that we should not be allowed to attend to court proceedings. That's not what we are saying. We are saying that it is deliberate that on a day that the minority leader is supposed to perform 33 legislative constitutional functions in the well of the house as part of the opening ceremony, a certain high court says you must appear before me. In a matter where he is no longer speaking, he has already spoken and cross-examined on his testimony. So his appearance is only nominal for the record. So in a lot of jurisdictions where there's a consensus building and some understanding, he could have even been excused to go and perform his public duties constitutionally.
Is the boycott limited just to Tuesday, or do you expect that anytime the minority leader goes to court, you are going to boycott?
Precisely so. Anytime a someone to appear before the court, which date conflicts with the performance of his parliamentary duties and functions, we shall boycott. Because we have the view that Monday, which is a non-parliamentary sitting day, is available for the court to hear him if the court is so minded.
Some Ghanaian will say, are you trying to set the agenda of the court instead of the court setting its own agenda?
I think the case is rather that it is the court that is unnecessarily intruding and frustrating the legislature for performing its constitutional duty by its unreasonable insistence that a leader of parliament appear in court on a day that is needed on the floor, when other days such as Mondays are available for the court to have invited it.